Hello and welcome to the first 2016 broadcast of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra of the Interlaken Arts Camp. The orchestra, or WYSO as we call it, is made up of high school-aged musicians from around the world. They spend 6 weeks between the lakes here at Interlaken, maturing in their musicianship, working with world-renowned conductors and soloists, and eating a lot of soft-serve ice cream. Broadcasts of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra from Interlaken are made possible in part by Yamaha Corporation of America, the world's largest maker of musical instruments, sharing passion and performance for more than 25 years. Our guest conductor this afternoon is Joanne Folletta. She's led the WYSO many times, but for the second year in a row, she's in a unique position, leading the orchestra's first 2 weeks together.
I think it's the best time to come because it's a time of endless possibility. It's a time when you just open the book and the first page is blank and anything can happen. It's also an interesting time for the young people because they do come from all over and many of them don't know anybody else. So there's a little bit of a feeling of how am I going to fit in and, you know, can I play well enough, or what's the music going to be like, and will I like the food, and all of this kind of, you know, getting to know each other. So it's a time filled with all kinds of excitement, maybe a few butterflies in the stomach too, you know. But most of all, I have the feeling that they are open to anything. They've got their eyes open, their ears open. They want to see, okay, what can we do this summer? So for me, it's exciting because I want to establish this kind of landscape where they can just learn and hear things that they haven't heard before, use their imaginations in ways they haven't been able to use them, and experience music differently right from the beginning. These kids have to put this program together in 1 week. They don't have the luxury of, you know, 3 months of working on it. So I try and give them things that they can think about maybe as they're leaving the rehearsal even, or in their room that night, things that are possible, different ways of looking at the music, different opportunities, different possibilities, and let them think about that. So they come back and perhaps they're approaching it in a more sophisticated way. But I like to establish that right at the beginning, that this is different than school, this is different from home. This is on a very different level, and you can do it. And at the end of the summer, you won't even recognize who you are.
This afternoon's concert with Joanne Folletta and the WYSO features works by Mussorgsky and Shostakovich. First on the program, Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, orchestrated by Maurice Ravel.
They know it. They know how it goes. They know their part, like the trumpet solo. I mean, he's probably been playing that, you know, for years, just dreaming of the day he's going to play it in concert. It's a very difficult piece. Very difficult. I mean, Ravel, being a consummate orchestrator, stretches the orchestra. He pulls out all of the stops in terms of how he creates his colors and his effects, because he knows the orchestra so well, and they're doing things that they probably have never done before. The overriding difficulty of it is that every 1 or 2 minutes, they're in a different world. They have to change tempo, they have to change key, they have to change mood. As we go from one picture to another, that makes a piece very difficult. You know, if you're in the middle of a first movement of a symphony, you're basically in that material for maybe 15 minutes. Not here. You have to be on your toes. I mean, you've got to just be ready to leap from the promenade into the gnome, back to the promenade, then to the old castle, each one of them completely different and requiring a different skill set, a different mental approach. So that's exciting, too, to get them to be that ready for that.
Maestro Folletta approaches the podium.
Thank you.
That was Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition performed by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra high school age musicians attending Interlochen Arts Camp led by conductor Joanne Folletta. Our next piece this afternoon is a suite of music by Dmitri Shostakovich from the 1955 Soviet film The Gadfly.
Many people don't realize that Shostakovich wrote for a great number of films. He was a real movie lover. I mean, I think one of his first jobs when he was a teenager was playing in the silent movies where he would just have to improvise something on the piano depending on, was it a love scene? You know, was it a frightening thing? And he would just improvise. And he loved the movies. So when the opportunity came to actually write a score for the Gadfly, he was thrilled, and this is a gorgeous score. It's a funny score. It's filled with intrigue. Of course, it's the story of a spy of, you know, written in the late 1900s, 19th century. The Gadfly, of course, so called because of his sting. You know, he was behind the scenes and always causing trouble. So it's intriguing for them, I think, to think of this as kind of a late 19th century James Bond type. Oh. But the music is gorgeous. And Shostakovich, when writing for the movies, understood that he had a diverse audience in front of him and that the music was meant to clarify what was going on in the scene. But the music itself is so strong that he put it in a suite. And it's fun to play. It's truly fun. And I picked it really because I thought it would be something that not only the musicians, but the audience might not have heard and say, that's Shostakovich. Wow, that was great.
It's kind of a joyfully surprising piece.
It is. It is.
You know, when you think that the same person who wrote October.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Also wrote this just delightful.
It is delightful. It is delightful. But really filled with a kind of pathos and emotion, too. And the beautiful slow movement. The love scene is extraordinary. So it's fun. It's fun to open up the concert with that. Two Russian pieces and to open the season in that kind of way.
Thank you.
That was music of Dmitri Shostakovich for the film The Gadfly. That concludes today's concert of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken. The WISO performs Sunday evenings in the summertime. Joanne was our first guest conductor for the season and will also be our second, so be sure to tune in next week. Tonight at 8 p.m. on Interlaken's campus, conductor Folletta and the WISO will perform works of Ionesco, Hindemith, and Wagner. Tickets are available online or at the box office prior to the concert. Our engineers for this broadcast were Michael Culler and Nathan Daywalt, with assistance from Theron Dalton. Broadcasts of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken are made possible in part by Yamaha Corporation of America, the world's largest maker of musical instruments, sharing passion and performance for more than 25 years. I'm Kate Botello. This is Interlaken Public Radio.